Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I don't know if I mentioned, we're going to open the envelope at 1:30.
Okay.
We all wrote down predictions for this weekend's game, sealed them in an envelope, and we'll open the envelope today at 1:30, but we're taking your predictions for what's going to happen in today's game, or Sunday's game.
Full transparency. I didn't seal the envelope.
No, it's okay. Kang said we're going to use these over and over, so we
I'm not going to seal it.
Yeah, it's okay. But anyway, get your thoughts in on this one. So what's interesting about this is the Detroit Lions and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are no longer in the same division they once were. However, they are about to play for their third time. The first time they played here was 334 days ago, at last October 15th. Then they played in the playoffs, and now they're about to play for their third time. By the time they get about 336 days, they'll have played three times. So there is a degree of familiarity. And, of course, the Lions won the first two. That was when Tampa had the creamsicle uniforms, and Craig Reynolds had that huge block that sprung.
Great block.
It was Amon-Ra, sprung Amon-Ra for a touchdown. Second game was in the playoffs. Remember, that was a 10-10 game at the half. Lions scored 21 points on three consecutive second-half possessions and pulled away. Tampa Top Bowls, interesting decision in that game. If you recall, they were down 31-17. They scored a touchdown late, and he went for two.
And did not get it.
Did not get it. But that was kind of scary because that's playing for the win there. And, you know, that if they had made that two-point conversion, that last Tampa possession would have been more terrifying. Yeah. It already was, because there's nothing as unsettling and dissatisfying as blowing a lead, as we discovered a week later. Like, when you have a lead and you don't hang on to the lead in a comfortable, you know, multiple score lead. I mean, that's like, oh God, the wheels are starting to come off. And you're like, stop the momentum. And you just can't, which is what happened in the San Francisco game. But
it's a very saucy call, a very dicey situation. Lions prevailed. And then when Tampa got the ball back, it lasted all of two plays before Derek Barnes picked him off. So
here's my question. Do you think that missed two-point conversion, more than just on the scoreboard, but kind of killed their momentum? Because now they have to score and get a two-pointer just to force overtime. The Lions are in a much better position. 31-23 is a much better position than 31-24 and certainly 31-25.
I don't know if it, momentum's interesting. I don't know if it kills momentum. I certainly think that it dampens the spirit temporarily there. Like they're like, oh, well, we blew this opportunity. Anyway, we were humming along, so we'll get the ball back. We'll figure it out.
Yep.
I don't think it killed momentum necessarily as much as it just kind of dampens the spirit momentarily.
So Baker also last year threw three picks in the two games against the Lions secondary, which was rather questionable, although I guess Derek Barnes is in the secondary, but against the Lions pass defense, which was rather questionable a year ago. So we'll see when the line, like what's, you know, the chess game that always takes place. Would you say, how would you characterize the Rams game against the Lions last week? Would you characterize the Rams as having a good offensive game against the Lions, given all that they lost?
You know, I mean, you're talking about afterwards reflecting on what they had to work with. I think the Rams played valiantly in the game, despite the fact that they didn't have an offensive line and that they basically had to dink and dunk their way into a tie game. It really is what they did, and then they busted out a couple of big plays. I thought it was a valiant effort from the Rams.
I thought, you know, and it put you in an uncomfortable place, and I'll say it, and then see how you, I mean, is this a credit to Sean McVay? Shorthanded, no Puka.
No.
Tackles are out.
No.
And they still dialed up a reasonable offensive game.
No, it's a credit to that team's quarterback who used to play here.
Okay, because the Buccaneers have a first-year offensive coordinator in Leon Cohen, and he spent 4 years in L.A. with the Rams. One of those years he was the O.C. He was also quarterback coach and wide receiver coach, and this is his first year as Buccaneers offensive coordinator, and he's got Sean McVay roots. So I don't know if there's, you know, something that was, you know, the McVay.
Is he a jackass too? Asking for a friend.
There is a tie.
Is he a complete canoe nozzle? There's a tie. Okay, so
there's a tie. There's a tie in.
He's got
between,
some lineage.
Yes, between McVay and what Tampa tries to do offensively. And watching that Tampa-Washington game and trying to get a sense for what's going to happen, I'll say this about what Tampa's bringing to the table. They might have made two really good offensive additions. The first might be Jalen McMillan, the wide receiver from Washington. He had a 32-yard touchdown catch. He probably should have had three. He was wide open, and Baker overthrew him on what would have been about a 60-yard touchdown catch. And Baker overthrew him, although he got his hands on it, on another one where he would have been in the clear. He got deep. He got loose deep three times. They connected on one. And given, you know, the Baker love that's going on right now, McMillan could have had three long touchdowns in that game. Add him to the mix with Chris Godwin and Mike Evans. This is an interesting test of the Lions secondary, because it's not like that last week turned into just don't let Cooper Kupp beat you. And Cooper Kupp had 21 targets and 14 receptions. This week, I feel like there's three pass catchers, one emerging, but then Godwin and Evans that is definitely a different challenge than just worrying about what turned into worrying about one guy last week against the Rams.
Yeah, the Bucs have a pretty potent offense on paper, without a doubt, and we saw it live and in person twice last year. You're not going to be able to stop Mike Evans necessarily, but you hope to keep them out of the end zone and make things tougher. Like if the field gets shorter, maybe it just gets tougher for teams to get it in the end zone when they're in the red zone. But Evans is a big receiver, so it plays both. He's just so good. He's so damn consistent. But it's a pattern with Baker, as much as I've kind of done like a 180 on him, the way I feel about him.
Yeah.
He does still have holes in his game, even though he completed almost 70% of his passes last week or whatever. Or was it 80% last week?
Yeah.
You talk about missed opportunities going deep. It's the same thing against the Lions last year. If you remember after those games, the talk was, yeah, the Lions got past Tampa Bay, but remember, there were those passes that were there, and he just overthrew them or missed through, or there was a drop pass here and there. There were a lot of missed opportunities for the Bucs last year in both games against the Lions.
And that's when you were killing Baker, and your excuse was, yeah, well, he's Baker Mayfield, right? You're like, well, it's not unexpected, Doug. I mean, he's Baker.
I mean, right. I kind of expect that to happen with him, but...
But he's played a lot better since then.
Yeah, he had. You know. And he was playing so well down the stretch at the end of last season.
Yeah.
And and then runs into the Lions in the playoffs and reverts back to Bad Baker. I hope it's Bad Baker again on Sunday.
Well, Bad Baker hasn't shown up in about seven or eight games here. He's been really, really good of late. And now it feels like he has more weapons to work with. I mentioned the addition of Jalen McMillan. The other one, it looks really good, is Bucky Irving, the fourth round draft pick running back out of Oregon. I told Kang, I was watching that game, and I went back and mentioned this to Kang, and I said, he gives off Adrian Peterson vibes to me. He looks like a poor man's Adrian Peterson. He's not as big, and that's why, and he's not AP, but I'm thinking.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
He kind of has that running style. And that's what I was like, who does this remind me of? And I'm like, it's Adrian Peterson. But he was on the field for 20 snaps last week. And he got 9 carries and 3 targets out of the backfield. So they put him on the field specifically to give him the football, and he ended up leading him in rushing. So a couple of things that are really going to challenge this Lions defense. Like every chance that we get sort of another data point to discuss how much the Lions defense may have improved, this game, Tampa's going to challenge you offensively now. Like this is not an easy game for the defense.
Well, I like that DJ Reader is going to be suiting up.
Sure. Oh, how much of an impact does he have?
Oh, yeah.
How much?
Dan Campbell said. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's funny how you read the nuance of how people answer questions with Jared Goff. You know, do you guys still need a tall receiver? We got Tim Patrick. Like, jumped on that real quick.
Allen Robinson.
And now the response to the question of Dan Campbell by the morning show, you know, is DJ Reader going to play and what kind of it? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was fired.
Oh,
up.
Hell yeah. Oh, DJ Reader in the house. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was just like that.
That's a good impression of Dan Campbell Gator.
I wonder if we could pull that in and match it up and see if it's the same.
See if it's the same.
Yeah.
I think you nailed it.
Yeah, he didn't cover his mouth with the menu that
no,
time.
No, that was
he
that
just
was,
straight up told us. He couldn't. Happy
he was,
about it. Yeah.
When you're, well, listen. When you're breaking through a brick wall to say the words, oh, yeah, ready to just pour some Kool-Aid for everybody in the room, you got time to cover your mouth.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Hell yes.
Do you expect DJ Reader to make an impact in the game this weekend?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's how he said it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.